This is Phil Farron. And I am driving home. It's Thursday today. All is well. It's going to be an exciting weekend. So we've been scrambling along this week, getting ready for the big database migration on Saturday. So we are as ready, we think, as we could be, given the amount of time that we've had to prepare, given all things we've tried to step through and get ready. There are some things that we're going to be doing on the fly, but the testing all seems to be fine, and really now it's just going to be the unexpected stuff, because there will be unexpected stuff. It's too big of a server in use, too many different systems. We've missed something, but that's okay. You know, we'll get it fixed. We're in the middle of the month, and so there's time to recover on Monday, and I would imagine we will be picking bugs out of our teeth here for a little while. But it should be fine. I do have kind of a quick turnaround I need to do when I get back home, because I've just finished up at the church. That's going to be the last time that I'm actually helping out set up sound for the church for a while, because small groups start up next week. And so then I will be out of the loop with that, because I'll need to get home every Thursday night to actually help set up at my house for small groups. But work is going fine. That all seems to be happy and good. I did get all the beta copies delivered to everyone, and so that's underway. People are doing the reading, and so, you know, that's good. That seems to be going fine. I have started on book 20. That seems to be going fine. So it's an interesting life, and I have 5 more of these books to go, and we'll just see. I am settling in. I think I had mentioned that there was a major shift in how I was going to approach the storyline, the big overarching arc. And yet, as soon as I heard the whisper, it was like, oh, yeah, that's right. So, and it also solved a structural problem that I had. And so, yeah, I think that's just gonna be fine. Now I just have to work out the details, but you know, he's helped me work out the details on 19 books. I think we'll be okay on a few more. So all of that is good. Costumes are good. I remain cautiously optimistic that the mask I'm putting together, which is an approximation, an interpretation, we will say, of the Mufasa mask that was made for the Broadway version of The Lion King. I am still cautiously optimistic that that mask will turn out fine. I expect to work on it more over the weekend. So I think it'll be all right. It's Talk Like a Pirate Day this weekend. Costumes are fun. I had a little update that I did to the pirate costume, and not a huge one, just a little bit. And got that all taken care of, and so I think we're ready for Pirate Day. And I'm going to be attempting to hand out pirate eye patches this year. So I was able to find on AliExpress a dozen pirate eye patches for $3.50. And so I ordered 10 packs of those. So I have 120 pirate eye patches that I can hand out over the weekend. I'm going to do that by asking them to answer questions. And of course, all the questions are dad jokes. Like, how did the pirate know he existed? He said, "I think, therefore I are." So, in case I dropped my voice and you didn't hear that, I think, therefore, I are. Anyway, so yeah. Lots of stuff like that. So, costumes are good, all is well. Writing's good, work is good. I did really appreciate Jesus whispering to me today because we were, excuse me, checking, yawning and running the car off the road. We were checking to make sure that the end of month process ran under the new server, and it seems to. But when we got started with World Missions, my major client, we only got to step two and it aired off. And we're like, uh-oh. So we were looking at it, digging around, trying to figure out where the error was. Eventually we located the error. We found out the exact records that it was having a problem on. And, you know, I looked at those records and Jesus whispered to me and he said, "You've seen that before." And I was like, "Yes, I've seen this before." And I told the guys, I said, "And the more I talked about it, the more I remembered, and we were able to go back and find the emails on it. We had a little more chasing around to do to try to figure out why it was happening, but we did figure that all out. And so, and then we ran through the rest of the process. We got it updated, did the thing, da-da-da. And in addition to that, figured out why it was happening in the first place, since this is the second time it happened, and we were able to triangulate a little bit and go, okay. So, yeah. Jesus helped us get through all that stuff, and I think I've gotten through all my stuff. And Saturday we'll do the thing. I told the guys that I wouldn't be in until 10 o'clock on Saturday. Because I have things to do on Fridays and Saturday mornings. Everybody else is going to start up at 8. I'll be in a couple hours after that, but I'll get caught up. So that's good. There were so many things that I came across this week on the same topic or a tangential topic that I just thought, you know what? So let's just run through them, because bunches of stuff came out this week about, of all things, surprise, surprise, COVID. So, saw a bunch of videos about masks. I don't know if this was this week, but the Cochrane report had come out, and for some reason, on whether or not masks were efficacious, if they slowed down the rate of infection, yada, yada, yada. And according to the Cochrane report, the meta-analysis that was done, no, they don't really. There might be some slight benefit in some circumstances, but overall, wearing masks, not wearing masks, it's not really going to make much difference. So there you go. All that time we spent in masks over the last two or three years, when there was no evidence that it actually was good, but just somebody thought, we should all wear masks. You know, that will make people feel better. And so we all walked around with our masks on, but it didn't really make any difference. Not according to the Cochrane study. Last week, Joe Biden had said that he wants everybody vaccinated with the latest booster, which is a fascinating thing to be saying at this point, when COVID has reduced itself now to either a bad cold or a light cold or something that just feels like allergies. We're still saying, oh yeah, we need everybody to get vaccinated. Just everybody. It's like, what? So that's still going on. Excess deaths are still going on from COVID, in case you haven't been paying attention. Excess deaths are up pretty much for all the countries that heavily vaccinated people. So if you live in one of those countries that heavily vaccinated people, the excess deaths, which means the deaths that are above the running 5-year average that you would have think would have dropped after COVID settled down, because COVID killed off all the weak people. And so those people that would have died over the following 2 to 3 years, COVID killed them off. And so you really would think that we would see a dip in the number of excess deaths, or in the number of deaths overall. But in fact, it didn't happen that way. I'm getting my mail. And surprisingly enough, it has yet to happen. It is happening in the countries that didn't vaccinate as much. So when you look at all the charts, it in fact, you can see the dip in the countries that didn't vaccinate that much. But in the countries that did vaccinate a lot, deaths are up. They're up in the months that pass anywhere from 4 to 8 to 10 to 15% more people are dying without explanation. Isn't that interesting? So there's that about COVID. And an appellate court just ruled that in fact, what the Biden administration did in 2021 was, in their terminology, suppression of free speech, most aggressive. They were, this three-judge appellate court was pretty strong in their language, that they believed this was the most egregious, most aggressive suppression of free speech ever by the government. You know, this was the thing that, and of course, this was, the ruling was released just recently, and the industrial commercial media basically said, nothing to see here, or they just didn't even talk about it at all, or they said, well, you know, they granted them on a few things, but you know, the right-wing conservatives, you know, they made a few points, but it wasn't really that big of a deal. I mean, you read the decision, and the decision is pretty pointed that, in fact, for certain, the White House and the FBI and NIH, I can't remember who else they named, that they had infringed on people's First Amendment rights, and they, you know, issued an injunction for them to stop it immediately. So it'll be interesting to see where that will go. The other thing that just came out, I saw something on this last night, is that there are some CIA agents that this is just news, so this may turn out to not be right. There are some CIA agents, 5 or 6 of them, that have come forward to say that they were analysts during the time that COVID began, and they were actually offered remuneration. They were offering bonuses to them if they would say that the origin of COVID was not a lab leak, but would just had natural origins. Within the CIA, the CIA is bribing people to say that it didn't come from a lab. You know, it's all just very fascinating stuff. Will anything come out of this? Well, I think one thing that has come out of it is this metastasizing of the concept of public health. That, well, it's public health, so that justifies everything. You can just trample on people's rights because you can just say it's public health. And we saw a clear example of that this last week or the week before, when the governor of New Mexico just decided, well, there had been a death of a child and this was a crisis in public health. And so now no one's allowed to carry guns. Yeah, that's a violation of the Second Amendment. But she's supposedly a lawyer, and she just thought that because it was public health, that she could just go ahead and suspend the right to carry arms because she was a governor and she could do that. That hasn't turned out too well for her. But of course, there's going to have to be a lawsuit, and then there's going to have to be an injunction, and there's going to have to be this, that, and the other. And frankly, she learned that from the COVID epidemic, and frankly, she learned that from the present administration, who has just been, on a number of occasions, just doing things, and when asked if it's legal, the response is, well, I guess we'll find out. Yeah, no, that's not really the way this is supposed to work. You are sworn in to protect the Constitution, and it really doesn't, not supposed to work, that you are just going to do stuff that you know is a gray area and probably not constitutional, but you're just going to do it to see if you can get away with it. But that is where we are now. It's a fascinating life. I would have thought that by now I'd be done talking about COVID. But you know, when you have so many things from so many different aspects of COVID come up in the same week, you just might as well put a stake in the ground and say, yeah, you know, as of today, which is September the 14th, 2023, still talking about COVID. This is Phil Farrand, and I have made it home.